Once upon a time, there was a thriving shrimp fishery in Kodiak, but after a long decline, it disappeared altogether in the mid-1980s. And while the potential for the reemergence of the fishery someday exists, predicting it is challenging. KMXT's Eric Wander has more.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game's shellfish area management biologist Nick Sigalkin said that most of what he knows about the shrimp fishery in Kodiak comes from old ADF&G reports. He said the fishery began in the late 1950s and grew to substantial proportions.
You know, tens of millions of pounds, probably averaging 10 to 12 million pounds. At one point in time, the earthquake and tsunami had an effect because of the damage to the plants. I think the peak harvest was slightly over 80 million pounds in the 1970 or 1971, and it slowly declined after that.
Al Birch fished shrimp with his brother Oral beginning in 1959 in Seward. The two came to Kodiak to fish crab after the 1964 earthquake severely disrupted the shrimp fishery in Seward. Once in Kodiak, they soon began fishing shrimp again. Birch recalled the early days when the shrimp fishery was at its peak.
Shrimp was just really going gangbusters right about then. You had tremendous amounts of shrimp. In 30 minutes from the time we threw the winches in gear, we could put 40,000 pounds on deck and have the nets back on the bottom. Just revolutionized the fisheries, you know, just really sped things up.
Sigalkin said the gradual decline continued through the early 1980s and that by the middle of the decade, the fishery was essentially finished. He said there are two thoughts about exactly why shrimp disappeared and that they bear striking similarity to the situation with red king crab.
Our exploitation rates, they may have been higher than what we'd recommend in current times. The other thing is that the Gulf goes between these cold and warm climatic regimes. You may have heard of a climatic regime shift or these oscillations.
Birch remembers the decline of the shrimp fishery well, but he said that with it came other opportunity.
77, we had a decadal shift. The temperatures just drastically changed. Our nets would come up just plugged with this green slime. We brought some of it into ADF&G here, and it was a green filament algae. It would absolutely plug the nets, and they said, well, that's a sign that something's changing. The water's getting warmer, and boy, it did. And it was immediately decline in shrimp and crab both. Really wiped it out. But it brought the finfish in. You know, the halibut really started growing. The biomass of halibut went up. The cod, just amazing amount of cod showed up. Pollock, flatfish.
Asked about the likelihood of a shrimp fishery reemerging in Kodiak, Sigalkin said it's difficult to forecast, but that anything's possible given certain environmental conditions.
If and when the Gulf does enter a colder regime, and there is some indication that we're experiencing that now, and so you would expect to see some improved survival of shrimp and crab communities, that we would start to see these populations build from their low levels to some of the population highs that we saw in the past.
Shrimp were once so important in Kodiak that the city's official seal includes one, along with a king crab and a brown bear. Sigalkin said shrimp fisheries are few and far between in Alaska these days, with one in Southeast, which is mainly a pot fishery, and a small limited trawl fishery in Prince William Sound. I'm Eric Wander.